Good morning, everyone. Welcome to In Our Time, Britain at War. Today, we're going to talk about children during the World War II, and we have two special guests, Elizabeth and Catherine Johnson. They both lived in London and were evacuated when the war broke out. Now, they're 82 and 85 and live in Bastchurch, Wales. So, good morning, ladies.
Good morning, love.
Good morning, young girl.
Welcome to a radio program. We would like you to hear about your past lives during the war. But first of all, tell us about your lives before the war.
Well, I don't think Betty remembers anything because she was only 5 when the war began. I don't remember much as well since I was 8 by the time. We lived in a beautiful house in London. Our dear mother was a housewife and our father was a banker. Those were happy days.
But the war changed it all, didn't it?
Unfortunately, yes. I remember when we had to pack our belongings for somewhere we didn't know. Our parents drove us to the train station. My mother was in tears, and my father was hiding his emotions. My sister Kate and I didn't understand what was going on. I'll always remember our parents crying, waving goodbye in the platform.
How was the trip?
Well, I was very tired and slept for almost the whole journey. We were given a pack of food to keep us going for the day.
As for me, I remember being very anxious and confused. I didn't manage to sleep. There were lots of children in the train, lots of tears and fear. We didn't know exactly where we were going and who was waiting for us at the train station.
Who welcomed you? Family, friends, or strangers?
Some distant uncles accepted to host us in a small village unlikely to be bombed. They were quite peculiar people. Our aunt used to always carry a black cat. She ate frog legs with honey for breakfast every Tuesday, and once I saw her washing her hair with pickle juice.
Well, that's pretty weird.
Our uncle wasn't very healthy either. He had a knee issue. That's why he would never go out of the house. He spent his days sitting on the sofa, looking at the white wall in front of him. We never saw him leave the house or go to the grocery store.
Well, anyways, they were nice people and were very kind to us.
And how was the rationing?
We were very lucky. This village was full of groves and farms, so the rationing didn't affect us.
Oh, how lucky. Is there any anecdote you want to share with our audience?
Well, I remember one time when me and my sister went metal scraping and instead of what we thought was an old hand grenade turned out to be a fat stuffed toad. It was a hard surprise. It was disgusting and funny at the same time.
But the worst of all is that I actually took it with my own hands. I think it's the grossest thing I've ever touched in my life. I also remember the one time when Betty broke her leg trying to reach a kite stuck in a tree.
Oh yes, it hurt so much. They had to put a plaster cast and all our friends decorated.
And what did you do when the war ended?
Well, we went back to London. I started high school and well, then I went to college and studied medicine. Now I'm a retired nurse with 3 children and a fantastic husband.
I also went to high school and college, but I chose studying law and now I'm a widow, a retired lawyer, a mother of 4 children and a grandmother of 6 adorable babies.
Well, I think it's time to go. Thank you so much for your time and have a nice weekend.
Goodbye, darling.
Have a nice day, honey.